Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking egg legislation concerning the cattle industry right after this.
We were number 8,007.
6,004, I believe.
But we were 109.
These families are among the thousands to benefit from having their land cleaned up free of charge, thanks to Oklahoma's oil and natural gas producers and royalty owners. Like the Hughes of Osage County, they called and registered the abandoned well site on their property, and now three generations are reaping the benefits of their beautiful, restored land. The Hughes family is number 7,926. What will your number be? The OERB is continuing their mission to restore every abandoned well site in Oklahoma. They're taking calls, and the cleanup won't cost you a dime. To register your abandoned well site, call 1-800-664-1301. That's 1-800-664-1301. Restoring the land for future generations. Just one more reason we can all be Oklahoma proud.
It's not about producing beef, but rather how we produce eggs in this country that's got the cattle industry really concerned right now. National Cattlemen's Beef Association raising the red flag over measures that have now been introduced first in the House at the beginning of this year, and now more recently in the U.S. Senate, that would basically codify a deal between the Humane Society of the U.S. and United Egg Producers. This particular measure would codify the agreement that would dictate exactly how eggs can be produced. The proponents of the legislation say it will advance animal welfare standards in the egg industry. However, Christina Butts, Executive Director of Legislative Affairs, says, wait a minute, it's a bad deal for everybody in livestock agriculture.
NCBA did raise concerns back in July of last year as to the agreement that was reached between the Humane Society of the United States and the United Egg Producers that would set federal production practices and put them in federal statute. Congressman Kurt Schrader, as you said, did introduce legislation that would actually codify this agreement reached between these two associations.
Introduction in the House was early this year. Now, just in the last few days, Senator Dianne Feinstein on the Senate side, Democratic senator from California, has dropped that same legislation, a companion measure, into the hopper as well. So it's been introduced both in the Senate and in the House. Been talked that perhaps on the Senate side, they will try to actually add this as an amendment to the Senate Agriculture Committee's Farm Bill proposal when it is taken up perhaps as early as this coming week. Christina Butt says Humane Society of the U.S., no friend of animal agriculture, and the NCBA going to be opposing this every way they possibly can.
HSUS, the Humane Society of the United States, is not a friend of animal agriculture. They do not eat meat. They do not have the same common interests as our producers. So we're going to do all we can in Washington, D.C. to make sure our voices and the voices of our membership are heard strongly.
Christina Butt says her organization, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, fully supports any and all science-based advancements in animal welfare who help the well-being of animals, but she says a federal mandate's the wrong answer. In fact, she says the World Organization of Animal Health has acknowledged and mandated animal production practices are not in the best interest of promoting true animal welfare because they cannot be easily adapted or updated for different farming models. Prescriptive farming standards hinder efficient modifications as new science becomes available. She says a better approach to animal welfare is demonstrated by programs such as the Beef Quality Assurance Program and the Cattle Industry's Guidelines for the Care and Handling of Cattle. You've got the Beef Buzz. I'm Ron.
It's time again for the Chris Black's Cream of the Crop production sale, Saturday, June 2nd at the ranch, Cheyenne, Oklahoma. Now, the sale begins at noon, featuring 500 head of fall calving heifers and young cows, plus a stout set of service-age bulls. You can view the cattle anytime before the sale. Chris Black, of course, is one of the premier herds in the country for top-quality replacement females for commercial or club calf production. For more information, go to blackherfordranch.com. Chris Black's Cream of the Crop production sale, June 2nd at the ranch, Cheyenne, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.